Hi, welcome to another episode of Friday Barnes, The Girl Detective, Chapter 1. We are about a third through the first chapter, so it's going to be a very long episode, this one. Okay. But unlike a normal parent, when a Friday said, "No, Father, it's only 8 p.m. he would just nod, take her word for it, and go back to thinking about classes. Now, this may all sound very idyllic to many of you, to have disinterested parents who never interfere with you with anything you do. But the problem is, when you devote your entire life going unnoticed by your parents, that talent seeps over into every other aspect of your life. Friday went unnoticed at school, on the bus, and at schools, and at shops as well. And if no one notices you, then no one talks to you. And if you spend your entire childhood in silence, you will not develop very good social skills. It is hard to make friends when your idea of a conversation starter is, how many moles of acid do you use to make your hair turn that shade of orange, of yellow? So, at school, while the other kids were playing, giggling and gossiping, Friday would just read a lot. She had become so bored the summer she turned 8 that she began reading every single book her parents had in the house. They had quite a few books, several thousand to be exact. And many of them were on painfully dull subjects involving the matter of chemistry and physics. But Friday read quickly, so it only took her a year and a half to get through them all. As a result, Friday's primary school teachers rarely had any information to share with her that she did not already know, so they left her alone to sit at a desk at the back of the room reading detective novels. Friday enjoyed detective novels because being a detective seemed to give a person a license to behave very ecotrilically indeed, and yet people were always so glad to see you, especially when their maid or mother-in-law had just been murdered, and they were desperate to prove that despite holding the blood-stained murder weapon in their hand as the police arrived, they were entirely innocent. The only dark cloud on the horizon for Friday was high school. Everything she knew about high school she learnt from watching TV, which had led her to believe that high school was a terrifying social ordeal full of bullying, dodgeball, and having to find a date for the prom. It looked like she was going to have to go, though. She had tried not applying. It never would have occurred to her parents to apply for her. But the counsellor from the school had noticed and sent a social worker over to the house to check on her. Naturally, no one in the Barnes family let the social worker in. You should never let a social worker in your house unless you can absolutely avoid it, i.e. they are accompanied by a police officer with a warrant. But the social worker did insist on standing on the front doorstep, calling awkward questions in through the living room window, such as, "Is Friday all right? Is there a responsible adult in the house? And do you realize that it is mandatory under the law for your daughter to attend school until the age of 17? Friday tried to compromise. She didn't want to go to high school, but the government seemed insistent that she attend some kind of educational institution. So Friday applied to university instead. Naturally, she passed the exhaustive 7-hour entrance exam to study medicine with flying colours, but when the university found out she was only 11, they were not impressed. Hospitals were not allowed medical students to administer medication if they are not even old enough to attend M-rated movies on their own, no matter what television programs might take out to the contrary. So this was the situation Friday found herself in. It was November. School was breaking up in 4 weeks, and she would have to enroll in the local high school and face 6 years of druggery if she didn't think of some alternative quickly. Friday had considered joining the French Foreign Legion, but they didn't take women or children, and she didn't really want a job where she might have to kill people. She considered running away to join the Peace Corps, but was afraid if she did, they might force her to wear tie-dyed shirts. But of course, there